Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, great to have you with us on the show today. Dan Walken, USA Today, is going to join us. Tomorrow, Kim Jones on the show. Tomorrow's show from Iowa City as the See America First and Work Later program continues. Saturday will be the Big Ten opener at Iowa. And I think that will be, of my last six games, I've done five of the six on the road. Then we settle and we're home for a while. Including that huge get-together in the, was 16th, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Just making sure of the date.
No problem. Never hurts to triple check.
I just want to know if one person's checked. We haven't heard much from the suit lately, have we?
I've not seen him at all today. Nada. But it is the final day of the month, you know.
Yeah.
Got to make sure he's above water for the month. Got to finish the month strong.
Who are you trying to convince, me or him? Oh, boy. Okay. Yes, our holiday party's coming up, and for the first time ever, I get a chance to go and ruin it. This would be, what, my sixth one? And the first five were all on Thursday nights. I'm sort of busy on Thursday nights. By the way, in this month, now the Thursday night still includes, by the way, the Penn State Coaches Show, but WKOK, of course, has the Magic Radio on. So because of that, Santa will be on tonight. And not only that, we're streaming that now, right?
For the very first time, and it's actually video streaming. Yes.
That's really cool.
Yep, you can go to the News Radio 1070 WKOK Facebook page tonight. So, you know, like us on Facebook. Then click following and choose See First. Then when you're on your Facebook news feed, you won't miss any of our WKOK posts. And you definitely won't miss our post at 6 when we fire up our live video stream of Talk to Santa.
Wow.
It is cool.
Yeah,
just with the generation after generation of people. And for those that grew up in the valley that no longer live here, they can now go online and watch it and relive their childhood. And we've received so many comments like that over the years. And that inspires us to keep the show going.
Oh, it's really fun. I'm glad we're doing that. That's great. So that is great. let's see, Andrew Callahan today, Dan Walken today, tomorrow Kim Jones. We're going to talk about Eli Manning. Kim has covered Eli Manning for years, knows about the Giants situation, knows it inside and out. We'll talk to her about that. So that's coming up on the shows today. And still no coach at Tennessee. I was at North Carolina yesterday, at NC State yesterday, and their head coach was thought to be in consideration, Dave Dorsey, and he pulled his name out today. So he pulled out. Everybody else seems to be pulling out, and they have no coach. And somebody said, well, you know, they look foolish right now. And I made the point to somebody on a show earlier today where I said, now let's hold on for 1 second. I said, in reality, I want to be fair to the people at Tennessee that are running this thing. And being fair to them would, you have to remember, they removed their coach before the season was over with, had an interim coach, and at the end of the first weekend, the final weekend of the season, they identified a new coach. I said, and what happened is that the mob went to social media and rejected it for them. And I said, well, once you go down a road where you feel pretty confident about what your choice is going to be, you're not thinking about alternatives. You already have somebody who says, you know, I want your job. You've already said we want you to have the job. So you're not looking at other people at that point. So there's no, you know, scrambling. You only scrambled because your fan base made you scramble. And why did the fan base make them scramble? Well, the fan base made them scramble quite simply because it wasn't John Gruden. Don't ever mistake that. They use whatever mistake, whatever excuse they want to use, because it wasn't John Gruden, the sexy choice, which Tennessee fans seem to feel they are entitled to as a program. Well, it wasn't their guy. And right now they have nothing. They're getting rejected by people. Mike Gundy? No, I don't want to do it. Dave Doran? No, don't want to do it. And it's a really interesting dynamic, because you know what's really interesting about it, at least to me? What's interesting about it to me is, you know how people reacted on Twitter, but do you really know how the average Tennessee fan feels about it, the ones that pay the money? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. By the way, Ryan Snyder, about that one. Get him on the... we have Kim Jones tomorrow. We have picks tomorrow. We open at 4:06 tomorrow for business?
We are, yes.
Let's get Ryan Snyder in there.
Perfect.
Okay, we'll put that in there.
Full boat tomorrow. Love it.
Yeah. I'm sitting in Coralville. Ever been to Coralville? Actually, Coralville's pretty. You know, you had a huge mall there, a lot of shopping. I mean, we never get to go there. People ask, what are you doing the trip? Well, okay. I got to the hotel at night on Tuesday, watched a movie, and slept, got up, ate breakfast. Went to shoot around, taped the pregame with Pat, came back, you know, did shows, went to arena.
That's right, because you were there back in January, and if correct me if I'm wrong, that was when we had Eli Gold on the show.
Yeah, we had Eli Gold on the show.
Yep.
So
back in mid-January.
Okay, so tomorrow, we're leaving at 11 a.m., so I'll get there in time, do the show there, and then I'm going to go to dinner. And then from dinner, I'm going to go back to the hotel. And I got down to Maryland like 8:39 at night. Roger, Bob Taylor, Jack, and I had dinner. Then Matt Millen joined us. Then I had breakfast with Matt on Saturday morning. I drove Roger and Bob over to the stadium to drop them off the equipment. Came back. Spent about an hour there at the hotel. Boom. Went got Jack, and then Jack and I drove over. So whenever you go on the road, I think people think that Yeah. So what are you going to do? You got to go play golf? You got to go play? No. There isn't any time to do that. It's a pretty tight schedule usually. And what's interesting is when we were in North Carolina, there was this really great shopping area that was all part of this complex. It was really actually nice, some nice stores there, the whole thing, but there's no time to do anything like that. Now, if it's a weekend, yeah, maybe I've got time. But during the week, I don't. During the week, I don't have that. But, like, for example, say if I had the exact same setup for Saturday as I had in North Carolina where the hotel's there with all the shopping, well, then Saturday, you know, before the game, yeah, I'd have some time because I would be able to get out. All right, let's get to Dick in Milton. Dick, it is always a pleasure to hear you, my friend. I hope you're doing well.
I'm fine, Steve. I wanted to call you 2 days ago, and then I lost the AM signal at 4:45, and I wasn't on the computer, so basically I couldn't hear what you were talking about.
Okay.
Anyway, long story short, I wanted to make 2 points. You know, you're doing your little Santa gig from WKOK, and you know, I grew up with that prior to TV. That's kind of dates me.
I mean, no, it doesn't. No. You know what? I think that's just so cool.
Well, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Were you on the show when you were growing up, Dick?
I think I was on one time, as I recall. You have to understand now, this is pre-TV, even pre-black and white TV. TV was more of a concept when I was born until, you know, and so basically, let's see, until I was in 1950, I was born in 43, so at, you know, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, that was a big deal to a kid like us to hear Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness.
On the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, on the radio.
Do you remember at all, Dick, what you asked for?
I don't recall that. I might have asked for a bicycle at one time. I got a bicycle when I was pretty young. I don't recall if I asked him for that. But that was one of the things I wanted. And the other thing is,
cool.
You had your guy on from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
The same day. And I'm sure he's a knowledgeable guy. I just thought, personally, and for my own reasons, I thought he really beat up on the quarterbacks like Dalton and Flacco pretty severely to me. And when I look around the NFL, to me, there's a lot of bad football teams. If it was that easy to go out and get a better quarterback, they'd have already done it. There just aren't that many guys available.
Well, right. See, that's the point that the two of us were making. And that was this, that Baltimore and Cincinnati are really in a tough spot because, A, they're not going to do better than who they have. All right? They're not going to do better than who they have.
Well, I agree
especially
with that, or they would have.
Right. Especially with the potential draft position of each. But that each guy that they do have probably has reached their ceiling as to how good they're going to be. That's the point. That's the point I made, and he agreed with that. Because Joe Flacco's not going to get better. Andy Dalton is not going to get better. But they're also better than what they could get, and that's where you get into that no man's land where we can't improve ourselves, and we've got two guys that can competently play quarterback at the NFL spot, but they've also taken us maybe as far as they can.
Yeah. Well, I guess my point was there's a lot of bad football teams worse than Baltimore and Cincinnati. They would love to have them as quarterbacks.
Oh, no question. See, that's what I think. What I was coming around full circle to when I was making the point to Neil was about the Eli Manning situation. Who are the Giants going to get that's better than Eli Manning? I mean, seriously.
Not their backup, or he'd have been playing already.
I mean, you don't sit there and bench Andy Dalton. You don't sit there and bench Joe Flacco. And you don't bench Eli Manning because guess what? You don't have anybody that can replace them that understands the speed of the league. Now, they may have all topped out in terms of their ability in the league. Not one of the three is going to get any better, but whomever you replace them with is going to be worse.
Yeah. Well, I was listening, and maybe you weren't beating up as bad as I thought they were. I'm thinking, my God, there's a lot of bad football teams, and the quarterback doesn't block for himself. So, I mean, they're just and don't misunderstand me. I guess Baltimore's won games because of their defense this year, not because of their offense. And I really haven't paid much attention to Cincinnati. I guess I don't know how they are, but both those quarterbacks, if I was drafting a quarterback, a backup quarterback in my fantasy football league, I would be happy to get either of them, and maybe starters. I don't even know anymore just because I don't play it anymore.
The point wasn't beating up on them, actually, Dick.
Okay,
it was that you do get to a point. It's like, I'll give you an example. It's an NBA example. The Atlanta Hawks, and Mike Muscala, of course, has been an important part of the Hawks, have always been a team that was good enough to make the playoffs, but then not advance. So what happens? When you go to draft, there's never a year where you're in the draft lottery. So then you get stuck in this no man's land. And where you're like, you're good enough to be in the playoffs, you're a good enough team, but if you weren't quite good enough, you actually could maybe improve yourself. And that's a real odd spot to be in. And Andy Dalton takes the Bengals as far as... Flacco's a better quarterback than Dalton.
I agree with that.
I mean, there's no getting around that at all. But he is also stalled now at this stage of his career. And what happens with a guy like Flacco, and you're seeing this with Russell Wilson in Seattle, when you get to be really good, that also means you command, as the quarterback, big, big money. When you command big, big money as the quarterback, you then tie the hands of management to get other players because they've had to put a lot of money into you. That's not Joe Flacco's fault. That's not Russell Wilson's fault. That's a fact of life in the league. Because you notice the Seahawks were competing for the Super Bowl when they were paying Russell Wilson third-round draft pick money. And then when they had, and so they could go out and they could get Bobby Averill, they could go out and get Percy Harvin. You know, they had the money to do it because they were paying their quarterback third-round pick money. Well, the same thing with Flacco. He wasn't commanding a lot of money in the beginning. He wins a Super Bowl, right? Tremendous. Does a great job. Commands a gigantic contract. Now,
well,
Baltimore,
the interesting thing is, and you know this better than I do, but a good quarterback can be really good, not just because of his offensive line, but how good his running backs are and how good his wide receivers are. And if, for example, the Giants, as bad as they are, they lost their wide receiver for the year.
Yeah, they lost three of them.
That's what I'm saying is, so consequently, a lot of it isn't necessarily Manning's fault. These guys didn't be replaced by guys that play at their level either.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of factors involved in what makes a good quarterback. As they get older, they're just not going to be as good. If they had a backup quarterback, they'd be better than they are now. I mean, they're just mediocre. And the other thing, I'm going to let you go. My other point, you know, it's easier to be a United States Senator from Alabama than it is a football coach at Tennessee. That's pretty sad.
I think we'll leave it at that.
I know. That was just my point. I'm just thinking, holy cripes, those people down. I can't even believe that.
I can't begin to fathom it. I'm glad I don't have to deal with it.
Maybe nobody wants the job. They're pretty.
I'll tell you right now, you'd have to command a lot of money to want that job to put up with that.
I told somebody the only thing, the last time I heard in Tennessee, Coach movie was in, our coach mentioned it was in the movie Blindsided, went, oh, Fulmer's here. We're done, basically. That's the last time I heard anybody mention that, Coach. See ya.
That's right. Thanks, Dick. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The holidays, Thanksgiving, if you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, this is just a really, for me, a fun time of the year. It also makes you feel grateful and thankful for the audience, like Dick from Milton has called us so often. He's been an important contributor to the show. Others have called, have been important contributors to the show, just listening every day, important contributors to the show. Sunbury Motors, unbelievable what they've done since day one. Same thing with our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, among many others. And my main man, Sean, there. My main man, Sean. I hope all of you out there that listen to this appreciate, in no uncertain terms, what Sean Carey means to the show. He is somebody that has thrown his heart and soul into this. You know, the areas that he has stepped in with his own personal way of doing things that's made the show better can all be traced to him. And I just want to make sure everyone understands that along the way. It may have my name on it, but he's a big reason why, if there is any kind of success with this show, he is directly behind it somewhere. So I just want to let everybody know how much I appreciate him, and I hope you appreciate him as much as I do. 1971, on this day in sports history, ABC aired Brian's Song, the movie about Bears running back Brian Piccolo and his friendship with Gale Sayers. James Caan, Billy Dee Williams in that movie. 1981, in the first Women's World Cup in soccer, the U.S. beat Norway 2-1. 1993, the NFL awarded the 30th franchise to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Michael Jordan, 25,000th NBA point on the state in 1996. At that point, he was only the 10th player to reach that mark. And the Bruins traded captain Joe Thornton, who at one time had been the first overall choice in the NHL entry draft, to the San Jose Sharks, where he still is, for Marco Sturm, Wayne Primo, and Brad Stewart. So there you go. Looking forward to breaking some bread with you on the 16th.
Can't wait. Going to be awesome. Less than a few weeks away. Be here before we know it.
16th.
Yes. Without fail. Slam dunk.
Oh, we're going to have a good time.
We will.
We will have a good time. Is Deb going to go or not?
I believe she has to work that night. She has to work that night, and I'll be heading over to the party with you as soon as we're done with the show.
Good. Oh, we'll have a good time.
Oh, we will.
We'll have a great time. A lot of fun. Looking forward to it. All right. A lot of news going on, obviously, in college football this week. Very pleased to bring in Dan Wolkin from USA Today. One of those, along with Brett McMurphy, that broke the story of Joe Moorhead going to Mississippi State. Dan, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Great. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Thank you.
All right. Of course, you were one of those who got in front of the Joe Moorhead story right away. What was the process at Mississippi State that quickly led them to Joe Moorhead, especially with the December 20th signing date coming up? A lot of schools are going to move quickly.
Well, I think Mississippi State knew for a while that Dan Mullen was most likely going to leave after this season. So I think that they were very aware of needing to do background on people and what kind of candidates they could get at Mississippi State and who might be a fit. And so they weren't scrambling last weekend. It was, I think, a process that was several weeks advanced to really know who he wanted to talk to, the AD there, John Cohen. And I don't know why Joe Moorhead landed on that list or what, other than just him being one of the better offensive coordinators in the country, but he was somebody they wanted to talk to, so they set it up. And then John Cohen, who's a former baseball coach at Mississippi State, now the AD, I think, a lot of it was just feel, get in a room with somebody, talk to him, and you make your evaluation not just on what they've done, but on, what you feel like, whether you feel like they would be a successful coach for you. And I think that the interview went really well. And then, a day and a half later, the deal's done.
Beyond that, was there any thought at Mississippi State about Jeremy Pruitt? Because as you and I both know, Alabama coordinators are going to be very popular on many lists.
Yeah, they interviewed Pruitt. They had a lot of they interviewed several other guys. I mean, some names I heard, some names I didn't. But on Monday night, when somebody leaked it to me that they had, that they were interested in Joe Moorhead and that it was a serious, serious interest. I thought that was interesting because it was not a name I had previously heard. And then basically 24 hours later, it was done. I think, it was just two different candidates who brought two different things to the table. One offensive guy, one a defensive guy. I think Mississippi State was probably leaning a little more toward offense going into the process. And, you know, I think Moorhead just knocked it out of the park with his interview.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about that part at all. Dave Dorn, I was at North Carolina State yesterday. There was a lot of talk. They were wondering, who, you know, is he going to go or not? And he says no to Tennessee. Your thoughts on him staying at NC State, but also where the Tennessee things stand. Am I confused why T. Martin's name never comes up?
Well, yeah, look, Dave Dorn, going back to middle of the season when they were 6-1, you know, I think that NC State wanted to get a extension done. And then, you know, I think they decided to kind of hold off on that and say, okay, you know, Dave Dorn and his representatives, maybe we could get something better, you know, or maybe we can increase our value if you finish strong. And then, you know, NC State stumbled a little bit down the end of the season, and so there was a little bit of a stalemate in the negotiations, and Dorn got involved in a bunch of jobs. The Ole Miss job, he was trying to get an interview for Mississippi State, for Tennessee, and ultimately I think NC State upped their offer, and he decided that was a better place for him. And I think that's probably accurate. The Tennessee thing is just, you know, it kind of went off the rails on Sunday after the Greg Schiano meltdown. And the truth is that they just, you know, it's just not a job that a lot of sitting successful Power Five head coaches want. And so I think that you know, they've tried to go get some guys who've had some success as a head coach, somebody who they feel can weather the scrutiny and weather the you know, the rigors of that job and the fan base and everything that goes into it. But hey, listen, you know, I just think that they're going to have to go back to the drawing board here and figure out what kind of person they want and maybe reassess their expectations.
Why not T. Martin? And he may not be the solution, but you're talking about a guy that is an offensive coordinator, a coordinator for an offense, which I saw firsthand in the Rose Bowl, you know, functions at a pretty decent level, because, you know, of course, the quarterback helps. And he's, you know, and he led them to the national championship. Why hasn't his name, is the name not sexy enough?
Well, I think it is for Tennessee fans, but, you know, giving somebody like that, who's never had head coaching experience, and you know, he's not been the most high-profile coordinator in the country or anything like that. Yeah, I think there's questions just about preparation. I mean, this is a rigorous job. It's a job that just has so much built into it off the field, and the pressure. Are you mature enough to handle it? You know, if it goes sideways, if you get in a rut, you know, if you lose some games, For whatever reason, you know, I don't think Tennessee views him as a top line candidate. But you know, hey, we may get there depending on how this thing goes.
Well, as of right now, they have no candidates. So, top line candidate. I mean, they've got people turning him down now. When you look at Arizona State and Herm Edwards, how interesting was that he would now leave the student? I know coaches want to coach. I mean, I understand that part. But he hasn't coached in college since the late 80s.
Yeah, it's really strange. I don't know why. Well, I know why. Because Ray Anderson, the athletic director at Arizona State, you know, used to be an agent, and yeah. Herm Edwards was one of his primary clients. And, you know, it's unusual, to say the least. And it appears that Arizona State's plan here was to make Herm Edwards the head coach, but essentially turn over a lot of the actual coaching to the assistants they already have at Arizona State. You know, sort of a Frankenstein type of staff.
Right.
I don't know if that'll work, but it seems ill-conceived to me, but we'll see what happens.
As you and I both know, last night on Jimbo Fisher's radio show, he was asked or lectured about loyalty by a fan. The fan was eventually escorted out. What do you think of his situation, especially with Texas A&M? And say he were to go, would that be attractive to maybe a guy like Scott Frost?
I think Scott Frost is going to Nebraska.
So no matter what? No matter what, he's going to go to Nebraska. Okay.
All right. Yep, I sure do.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Nebraska people were just here 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, they really felt strongly he was going to go there, too. But I just didn't know with all the Florida contacts now, and it's Florida State, whether it was a possibility if Jimbo left.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll see what happens. You know, timing is everything, and, you know, it's possible that, you know, if Jimbo Fisher leaves and the job's open on Sunday, and, you know, they may say, hey, hold off, we want to talk to you. I don't know. I just think he goes to Nebraska.
Okay. No, I could totally understand that. I totally understand what you're saying there. I want to ask you about this weekend. When it all shakes down, who do you think are the four teams that come out of this?
I think it's probably the four that are in there now.
I think
Wisconsin gets it done. Clemson, you know, Auburn should be favored over Georgia and Oklahoma. I mean, there could certainly be an upset, but I really think I really think it'll be the same four.
How interesting has this season been for you to cover, Dan, with all the ups and downs, twists and turns, and so forth?
Well, I think the most interesting thing to me is that, you know, there really hasn't been a dominant team, and that the top eight, I gotta beat each other on a given day. It's not usually like that. Usually there's a couple, three teams that separate themselves from the pack. You know, and I think this year's just not that same way. I think really, you know, you go 1 through 8, and on a given day, just about anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Dan, appreciate the time very much, and also for the great information. I gave a lot of people great insight today, and we really appreciate it.
All good. Thank you.
Dan Walken, USA Today. Coming up, Andrew Callahan, 24/7 Sports. In the next half hour, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Penn's Tavern is where you want to celebrate this holiday season. Whatever feel you're looking for, Penn's Tavern along the Susquehanna River can accommodate your needs. Mountain stone walls and wood floors can be found in the original dining area, giving you that old world charm. Continue back to the newly renovated River Room with 12 PA microbrews on tap. Grab a burger and sit back and relax in this cozy pub area. Penn's Tavern has the best gift certificate offer for the holidays. Buy 5 gift certificates of the same denomination and receive a 6th one free. Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147, 5 miles south of Sunbury.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Former Philly John Kruk on his new gig with CSN and the Phillies TV network.
It's a lot easier on me being able to do series of games instead of just one and done and fly home. It's been a blast. I mean, the guys you work with are great. I'm in our office right now. Well, Murph's taking his shirt off, which is not a pleasant sight. Not a therapy.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
That day was a riot. I mean, that was Krucky being Krucky on our show. Oh, we've had a lot of fun on this show. A lot of fun on the show. So, it's going to continue. We're not far from done yet.
It's been a great year. Peter King on the show. Yeah. Kim Jones giving us great NFL information. Of course, that'll continue with her tomorrow.
Yeah.
One of the phenomenal, I just keep thinking pro football names just keep coming into my head. John McClain from Houston, who's been on the football beat for what, close to 40 years. So
right.
It's been great having them carve out time for us. And
Jack. I think I'm going to try and get Jack on the show next week to kind of react to a couple things too going on. I think that'll be
Andy Russell funny. Yesterday. So.
Yeah, Andy yesterday. We had a good time with him.
And for the first time back in the spring, making our show available as a podcast on both Google Play and iTunes, and getting the pushing the show out to more and more listeners. It's been huge.
It's been great. I know we've enjoyed it.
Hey, you were on the speaking circuit there back in the spring and the summer, and you kept telling me either on the phone or in between our segments. You know, man, more and more people just keep telling me where they're checking out the podcast.
They're checking out the podcast or listening to the show. The whole thing is great.
Yep.
No, it's been fabulous. I used to just think it was Gary Goloshevsky driving back and forth. Now,
multiple aliases, changing his voice, and
I just thought it was Gary, curator of the Tom McGrath tailgate. Now he'll say something to me tonight. So I made Gary and Amy stars.
How'd they do in the marathon? I remember you said they were in the.
They did well.
It was out in Chicago, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were in Chicago in the marathon. They did really, really well. They sent me what their times happened to be. I mean, I can't even drive through Chicago that fast. So it's really, I was impressed. I was very impressed. They did really, really well. Really well. So happy for them and happy about that. But yeah, no, some of the really great people you meet along the way, and they end up being really good friends of yours, and it's, you know, then they end up listening to the show, so it doubles the ratings. No, so wait a minute. Something like that. That's how it works. That's how we operate here. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Now, remember, there's something to remember too, and I think a lot of people have heard about Joe Moorhead obviously taking the job down at Mississippi State. I think there's been a lot of rumor going around that Charles Huff might join him. Okay. That would be, if that comes to fruition, that would be two jobs that would have to be filled. But there's actually a third one that needs to be filled. And I think people forget about this in the scheme of what's going on. There is a 10th assistant coach being added to each staff across the country next year. And it starts January 9th. And so every coach out there already has a list of people to begin with that they were looking at to be the 10th coach on the staff. And
so can you put that coach in a specific category? Could it be like an extra line coach or an extra receivers coach? Or
it can be whatever you want.
Okay.
So if you want to have someone who is an extra line coach, okay. You want to have somebody that is an extra linebacking coach? Or do you want to make that person, for example, your special teams coach? There's a lot of things that you can do with that. And I think that that makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. And the numbers make sense.
So was
you have
so, so was
if you have you remember you have 125 guys on a staff. On a team. Well, now, if you add a 10th coach, that's one to every, approximately 12 guys. Now, you look at basketball. They've got, three assistants at 12 guys. So you got one for every four players. Football, by adding a 10th, you get to one out of every 12 players. By the way, the athletic director, John Cohen at Mississippi State, says that Joe Moorhead is not going to take part in Penn State's bowl game. Okay? Just so you know. People have wondered about that. So people have wondered what would happen there. That's what's going to happen. And
so is that an NCAA mandate in regards to a 10th coach, or is that like a coaches association idea? Or?
Well, they had asked about it, and the NCAA had to approve it and did. Remember, they approved it last year. And when it came up last year, I talked about it, discussed what you're going to do with it, that it's going to be January 9th and so forth. But this is me on November 30th circling all of us back. As part of doing this show is that you're always trying to make sure that you're making people aware of what is about to happen and not just reacting to what is happening. So you have to remind everybody along the way, hey, by the way, remember, they're going to be hiring another coach too that's going to be announced in January because everybody's going to a 10th coach. Andrew Callahan next half hour. We're brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.